So, Friday the 19th of December, and time for another one of these. Recording's a couple of weeks since I did the first one, and 2 days since I posted it for the whole world to listen to or not listen to, the case seems to be. Nobody seems to have noticed that I've started up my blog again in this podcast, so I can safely record and post in the knowledge that nobody is going to hear my embarrassing mistakes, stupid things I'm saying, hopeless editing, etc. Which makes you wonder, why do it? Especially as these things are so time limited. I mean, whoever goes back and listens to old podcasts, I mean, I know I've done it with certain podcasts that I've discovered belatedly, like back when I discovered Get This, they'd already been going for 6 months. I listened to all of the old ones before I caught up to the current ones. So, yeah, sometimes it happens, but really, it's a bit weird when you do. Because sort of all the old references, a bit like watching repeats of Have I Got News For You. Mind you, this one might not suffer that fate that badly, because it has a certain timeless quality in that I don't talk about anything of importance that's happening in the world. I'm just rambling on as I wander along, stream of consciousness off the top of my head. Well, the occasional topical reference may slip in now and then. But really, who is ever going to listen to this after a certain amount of time has passed? Or kind of save them up, listen to them all in one hit? I've been saving all the old podcasts that I listen to. I mean, God knows why. I've got like a complete run of Get This and The Bugle and Adam and Joe, except for their very first BBC one, which still annoys me. I wish I'd caught that one. And all the free Ricky Gervais ones. Didn't bother with the expensive ones. Expensive? Ooh, cost a pound. That adds up. Well, why bother when there's so much free stuff out there? And yeah, I've got piles and piles, gigs and gigs of this stuff, filling up a noticeable percentage of hard drives and DVDs for backup. And am I ever going to listen to them again? No, I never am. So why do I do it? I don't know. Now, will anyone save these and listen to them again in 2023? No, let's be honest. No, they won't. Will they even still be on my website? I don't know. Although with the way websites are just kind of growing and growing in capacity for the same hosting cost, what's the harm in leaving them up there forever? None, really. It's going to be like that for the whole world. We're going to just dump everything online. Just have every photograph we take on our digital cameras streaming up to our websites. Sitting there forever. Form some giant growing archive of ourselves. And people will probably be doing this kind of thing, recording their every thought. I know that some people do this sort of thing. There's some guy who's having his dead eye replaced with a camera so that he can record everything he sees with his dead eye, or everything he sees with his other eye, except from a slightly displaced point of view of about 2 inches. So he'll have his entire life recorded on a hard disk. And is he ever going to watch all that again? No, because he would need a second lifetime to do it in. And is anybody else going to watch it all? No, because that would be giving up their entire life to watch his entire life. So really, you've got to ask, why bother? Until there's some sort of artificial intelligence that can sift through all this footage from his life and say, ooh, here's a good bit. Look at this, he's having a cheese sandwich. That's exciting. More exciting than when he was staring at the wall for 20 minutes, wondering whether he should get up in the morning. But no, I mean, who's really going to do that? It's like all the CCTV around Britain recording every single moment. It's only if there's a crime that somebody goes back and looks at the footage from that particular day. So this guy, basically, he's recording his entire life. It's only if he kills somebody that anyone's going to be interested in what he has recorded. Unless he kind of edits out some of the saucier bits and markets a very unusual X-rated video from them. Sorry, DVD. Sorry, Blu-ray. That anyone is going to want to see what he's been recording. And possibly the same is true of this talking away into the phone that I'm doing right now. No one's going to want to listen to it unless something really interesting happens. Like, say, that bus that's coming. If I duck out across the road against the lights and that bus hits me and I die, then this recording will be really interesting. You'll be able to hear the sounds of the bus hitting my body. And it'll probably end up on, I don't know, what's that site where the guy dumps snuff movies and all that sort of stuff? I never bring myself to look at it, of course, but yeah, probably end up on there. So there's some value to it after all. Gee, I feel so much better. Right, I'm now walking down a street where the, what's the name of this one? Infirmary Road, I think. Infirmary Road. Yeah, and there was an old swimming bath down here that was all derelict and dead, and in the last couple of years they've done it up and put a big sort of aluminium covered top on top of it, sort of giving it a weird Victorian slash postmodern effect. And there's a textile museum in there, apparently exhibiting Henry Moore textiles. I should go and have a look sometime, but I haven't yet, so I can't really tell you anything about that. I suppose they did a quite nice job of doing it up, but it looks a bit odd from a distance. It's all right close to, like this, it just looks like a Victorian building. But when you get on the other side of the road, say, as I'm about to cross over and turn around, you see this great big aluminium block on top, like it's like some giant child has just plonked it there. It describes so much postmodern architecture, doesn't it? Here I come down this little road, a cobbled street here to the cow gate, past high school yards. I'm a dingier corner of the town here, and I always end up walking through it. It's work. Running out of exciting things to say about that. Let's move on. So what's happening today? Today, Christmas party time. Yay! Workplace. Yes. We're going off to the, the Arts Club or something like that. Some Scottish Arts Club. Some kind of venerable club. Yeah, like a gentleman's club. And everyone smokes cigars and stuff. Well, gentlemen and ladies get to go and talk about art. 300 quid a year, you can be a member. But they also do meals, hired out to groups, functions, etc. University departments having their Christmas lunch. I think that's where we're off to at lunchtime. And that'll probably take the entire afternoon, near enough. It'll probably be the first time it actually feels like Christmas for me, although I've been in the supermarket once or twice, and yes, you can't deny that it is approaching very fast. We've got a few cards out, thank goodness, and a couple of presents. But it hasn't been the most organised Christmas for me, I must say. Partly because the university started its semester a week later than normal, and everything got bumped up by a week. So normally we have a couple of weeks breathing space between the end of teaching and when actual Christmas craziness starts, in which to do all our necessary admin and preparations for the second semester and all that sort of stuff. And this time around we had 1 week, and 1 week really is equivalent to no weeks. And a few days to kind of do a few odd demands this week. But it's not really great timing. So I don't know why that was done. I hope they're not doing it next year. Right. Maybe for the lights to change here on the corner of St. Mary Street and Hollywood Road. We're going that way, and the next bit will be the pedestrians crossing over. Quite a hairy corner this. On the right, we go up to the Pleasance, so it's always very busy during fringe time. And if you stand here long enough, you'll inevitably see an accident. Someone tries to turn the wrong way, turn into traffic. Lots of accidents here. Regularly broken plastic and glass. Here comes my life. Right, all the road. Sorry for the snuffle there. It's that time of year. Down Holly Road Road. Oh, and here's another guy coming up to me, and he's talking into a phone. I wonder if he's doing what I'm doing, or if he is actually talking to someone on the phone. He wasn't talking as you walked past. Okay, I might sign off there once we get a little bit closer to work and pick this up at some later time today or maybe next week. Who knows? That's the report from the 19th of December when not a whole heap is happening. Oh man, I have to sober up soon. Where am I? I've walked past my front door. Whew. Here I come back again. Is it open? Nope. I've got to find my key. Should go in there. Let's try again. What? Oh no. Please go in. Please go in, little pea. Oh, thank God. Right, it's Monday night, the 22nd December, getting closer and closer to Christmas, and I'm wandering out to get to a pub quiz, or a pub actually, a quiz, a theatre quiz, in the Travis Bar, in the Travis Theatre in Edinburgh. Meet some friends, one of the venues that we wander to for our quizzing. And on my way, I'm just going to call in at some friend's place to find out about how to look after their cats on Boxing Day. So that'll be fascinating feline fun. Ooh, there's some lights on a tree across the road. Half flashing and half not. And lots of lights in the windows of all the B&Bs along this road. Finally feeling Christmassy. We had a party yesterday afternoon. Lots of friends around. It's for the winter solstice officially. So there was no Christmas connection whatsoever. The mince pies that were consumed were entirely coincidental. So most of the stuff we served was completely non-Christmassy. Some of it from a Middle Eastern cookbook. So that's really going to be non-Christmassy. Bethlehem. Yes, so a quiz at the pub/theatre/bar. And a few drinks. Not as many as on Friday, I hope, where I had a few too many after the work Christmas lunch. And recorded some potential installments for this podcast, which I may or may not end up including in the final edit. You're a bit embarrassing. Still, it's all about letting it all hang out, isn't it? Yes, put it all out there. Destroy any possibility of a dignified old age. Goodbye, bus. Yes, Christmassy fun. Christmassy fun. I really should have thought of something to say before I started this. This stream of consciousness idea has some drawbacks. You really have to have thought about something other than work all day. Yeah, work was pretty strange actually today. Hardly anybody around physically, but the emails were flying as everyone desperately tries to clear their desks before Christmas hits. Just wandering up towards the canal. Oops, it is fire engine. There on the corner is a restaurant that used to be a fire restaurant. Now a restaurant waiting for somebody to rent it. It was all renovated recently. And I thought it was for something that was planned in advance, but it was all just some speculative sit out the restaurant, hope that someone will come along and turn it into an actual restaurant. The timing doesn't seem the greatest. And on the left just up here are a whole bunch of flats that were built speculatively last year, and they all look unfinished actually. Yeah, they seem to have finished them, or to be finishing them. Crumbs. I wonder how many places are going to end up like that. There's a huge development across the canal here. Used to be the McEwen's Brewery, some of which is still there. There's a whole bunch of flats going in on the other side of it. Who knows who's going to buy those? There's commercial office space up the road as well. Again, could be very empty for quite a while. Good old recessions. I remember the 90s. The early 90s. When there was an enormous hole in Sydney. World Square, I think it was called. Just over the road from some very good second-hand bookstores. Every time I go to those, all through the early 90s, it'd be this enormous, great building site with nothing going up on it. And I was away from Sydney for a few years when I went back. Huge skyscrapers built with Olympic money. And the second-hand bookstores looking much diminished. Most of them gone. Jingle bells, jingle bells, oh what fun it is to ride. Jingle bells, jingle bells, in a one-horse open sleigh. Whoops, it's gone midnight and I've just turned into a pumpkin. And there goes all the last fuddlers. Walking home. Everything's shut. Where am I? On the street. Whoa, it's Woolworths on Lothian Road. Store closing. Store closing, all stock reduced. 8 days to go. There's a little sign here. Dear customers, thank you for your continued support. However, can I please ask you to refrain from further upsetting us by showing some respect for our feelings and emotions at this difficult time. You know as much as we do, and please remember we are your fellow human beings. We are all working as a team to meet your needs, but these are very extreme circumstances and we can only do our best. Thank you, manager. Blimey, what's been happening? Notice to customers, no refunds, exchanges only. This does not in any way affect your statutory rights. Wow. Pretty tragic. I wonder if I've got to sell them there. Dolls and stuff. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot to tempt you in. Maybe that's part of the problem. With respect to their emotions at this difficult time. It's amazing how Edinburgh gets so quiet around Christmas. Where does everybody go? I guess there are a lot of people here with family elsewhere, and they all disappear a couple of days before. I'm just walking along the meadows now, past the quarter mile development, which seems to be coming along. They've finally been doing up the old hospital buildings, as opposed to building great new glass things in amongst them. I'm heading up to George Square, cutting through. There's hardly anyone here. A few people on bikes. Machines sweeping paths, but that's about it. Just heading to a stationery store to try and find a blackboard duster, if you can even get them anymore, for a small boy who's obsessed with chalk. We have a couple of old blackboards picked up second hand, and change a three-painted one. He's been using it again this morning, but we don't have a proper duster, so it'd be good to get one, because there aren't any in schools anymore. It's all smart boards now. They've just put some in a building at work in the various teaching rooms, and electronic pens, just to be able to save them down to the USB drive, etc. That'd be a bit nice. Not very tactile though. That makes much of a difference. Well, I can now confirm that you can still buy chalk, but you can't buy dusters anymore. Yes, we still have packs of chalk in various stationery stores. But nothing to clean it off with efficiently. So we're reduced to using a kitchen cloth with maybe a bit of water on it now and then. How frustrating. Am I the only person here? It looks like a possibility. The lights are on, but nobody's home. I think I'm going to leave this here and wish you all a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. I don't know if it's not been recorded before then. See you in 2009. Jingle bells, 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 jingle bells. Oh, what?